Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chang Krumah, Jesse Paris, next mayor of Denver 2023. I am the co-executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And on tonight's show, we'll be joined by Shabaka himself. Let me bring him on.
Greetings, folks. Yeah, greetings, Brother Paris. Yeah, how you doing this evening?
And this will be the last show of this year's special edition, you know, created, you know, by Chan Krumah, otherwise known as Jesse Paris, you know, the next mayor of Denver, Colorado in 2023. Let's get this man elected to make a change.
That's right. And on this last episode of the year 2022, we will be discussing a recap of events in 2022, starting in about mid-August of 2022. Please call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. The call-in number is 516-418-5996. Press 1 and you'll be live on the air. This episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. Just press 1 again, and you'll be live on the air. So, Shabaka, we had a very turbulent year this year.
Yes, sir, we did.
It's going to be getting more turbulent by the year. On the previous show, about 3 weeks ago, we had recapped everything all the way from January 2022 to August 2022. So on tonight's show, we will be recapping everything from mid-August 2022 to December 2022.
Okay.
So do you know of any events that occurred during that time off the top of your head that we should bring up? Because I have a long list of stuff, and I'm trying to convince
you.
A whole lot to read.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, and I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. But recently, you know, I was in Los Angeles, you know, when Karen Bass was sworn in as LA's mayor, and she did a state of emergency on homelessness in the city of Los Angeles. Okay, now, does this mean is that they're going to, you know, get people housed, or are they just going to move them to another location up out of the downtown areas, because downtown Los Angeles is getting extremely gentrified? And then on top of it, as we all know, these politicians, you know, these tech giants, they don't care nothing about the homeless. So, you know, we got to have some type of motivation to get the homeless to care for themselves, and particularly when we see in one or two generations, you know, that are coming up homeless. This is all they know. I mean, are they planning in the state of California to move all the homeless people out into the desert and turn the water off, like, say, around May and June? Are they seriously considering doing something for the homeless? And then I'm speaking about up there in the Bay Area, too, where all these tech giants are, they who are sitting upon trillions of dollars. And in my opinion, they have enough, man, to house at least 100,000 people throughout the whole United States. And then they can get tax write-offs on it as well, too. Then, of course, as we do know, if you're not supporting, you know, these alternative agendas, illusion of inclusion, you know, then they pretty much want to ostracize us who are advocating do for self, you see, because you always hear these conservatives, well, when there's a black community, they're going to pick itself up by its bootstraps and all this old type of garbage, right? But then when we do make the attempt to do such, okay, then we get all kind of ridicule and things of this nature right there, is because we simply advocate, you know, it has long been said for at least 50 years that I know of, if not more, do for self, you see. But they want to come.
We get bombed from the air and our communities burnt down to the ground.
Right. Right.
And there's a lot of black folks. This is why 100 years later, we haven't been able to reconstruct Black Wall Street.
Right.
Or any other the thousands of prosperous black communities we had during that time.
Oh, yes, sir. And then, of course, Negroes like Pianchi with the 314 number, you know, he's a detriment to the black community as well, too. It's for the simple fact he doesn't believe in self-sufficiency, in my opinion. You know, he figures is that we got to work with the slave master. You see what I mean? And I do believe that the Nation of Islam had stated years ago that they're interested in breaking that cycle of between master and slave. You see, So, as Carter G, you know, had said about the miseducation of the Negro, this is why we're in a position that we're in today, is because the ancestors left us knowledge. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, we definitely got to reach out to all of our folks in the diaspora as well, too, you see, because we have to do this here on a global basis for the simple fact that all the raw materials of where these Eurocentric powers are maintaining their wealth and their control, you know, is off the raw materials, you know, coming up off the continent commonly referred to as Africa. I'll just call it a keep line.
Before we go off on another tangent, let's get to the dates and what happened on those dates this year. So I believe we left off at August 12th. I believe I had just brought up the fact that the search warrant against Donald Trump revealed that the former president has stored documents regarding nuclear weapons at Mar-a-Lago, which prompted placed him under investigation for alleged violations of federal statutes such as the Espionage Act of 1917 and the Presidential Records Act of 1978.
Okay.
So the next thing is going to be, this is August 12th, by the way, August 12th, 2022. That happened. Also on that date, state Supreme Courts in Idaho, Louisiana defend abortion bans, with Idaho's ruling that its near total abortion ban can go into effect beginning on August 25th, and Louisiana is rejecting an appeal to overturn this ban.
Wow. Okay. So in my opinion on that one there, Brother Che, and of course, you know, it's the woman's choice or the parents' choice or whatever on that. But I think that they put these bans in so they could have more people, you know, coming in, you know, for the future to be victims of this nanotechnology. You know, that is just my gut feeling off of that as well, too. And then, of course, you know, research that I've done on Musk, or whatever that clown's name is who took over the Tweety Bird over in San Francisco, he's talking about making some microchips that they could place into your brain to access your radio or your favorite internet radio stations. But it's a ruse. It's a lie. Yes, sir. And in my opinion, that there's, you know, just to put more control, you know, over the general population, you see. And once again, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call at 516-418-5996. And also, too, you could check out Frontline Black News on StreamYard as well, too. Shabaka's Black Experience enhances a division of Frontline Black News. And also, too, we are asking our supporters and those who listen to us, you know, we try to keep the platform alive. So we're asking those to cash app Shabaka Sankore, lowercase, Shabaka Sankore. So please cash app us, you know, if you can. You see what I'm saying? We do know times are hard, you see, and they're going to get more difficult in 2023. And, of course, it's really going to get more crazy in 2024, is because, as they say, you know, history kind of like repeats itself. And 50 years ago, at the end of 1972, beginning of 73 is when they started the Watergate hearings about old Tricky Dick, who swore up and down that he was not a crook. And I believe that he was the first president in history of the United Snakes to resign. You see, and then he was, and then as we all know, he was succeeded by Gerald Ford, who was neither elected vice president or president. So keep that in mind, too. So, you know, where you have this abrupt change in the government, you know, policies are going out. They're being replaced with more asinine policies, and then they're talking about, you know, another black made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. That there is not for our progress, people. Let's be real. Let's look at your vice president. Totally. Totally. Let's look at Cop Kamala Harris. Right.
But we don't have time to dive into that, Shabaku. I got a lot of stuff to read.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can't stand Cop Kamala Harris and anybody that supports that shit. But on the same date, OSHA, which is that acronym for Occupational Safety and Health Administration, opens a second investigation in the Amazon following the deaths of two more people at his company's warehouses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old Jeff Bezos. Okay. All right, and what was the cause of these deaths?
I have to pull up the articles, but it says OSHA opened second Amazon probe following two more worker deaths in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to read that article to find out.
Okay. And then also, too,
somebody had a most recent was in Trenton, northeast of Trenton, and the second was an accident on July 24th at a facility. Yeah, I'll have to read more.
Okay.
On the 24th of July, after receiving a report that a worker fell from a 3-foot ladder and struck his head. So somebody fell off a ladder in one of them. And then in the other one, they said it was not work related.
They said it was not work-related, but yet, though, this person got injured on Amazon's property at their work facility.
Yeah, which makes no sense.
In other words, once again, they're pissing on our heads and telling us it's rain again. That is an insult to our intelligence.
Yeah, his name was Rafael Renato Motafetis.
He died
in the New Jersey town of Carteret.
How's it spelled?
Carteret.
Okay. All right. Okay, I guess you got it close enough on the pronunciation of it. Yeah, from what I understand, man.
But continuing on.
State of New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey's bad. But continuing on, because I got to get to these dates. Like, there's a lot of stuff I have to get through in 2 hours.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
3 hours. But, also on that date, which is August 12, 2022, the Southern Baptist Convention says that some of its major parts are facing investigations by the Department of Justice in regards to revelations of widespread sex abuse by the clergy. I think that's where I left off.
Okay.
Even the Baptist Church is in on it. San Diego Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. suspended for 80 games for violating Major League Baseball's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Then on August 13th, what were we going to say?
No, I was going to say they got Barry Bonds on that there as well, too.
Yeah. August 13th, 2022, the Great Lakes Water Authority issues an advisory in Michigan. We got some feedback going on. Somebody. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Is it gone now?
It sounds like it. Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Okay.
They issue an advisory in Michigan for people to boil their water after a crack opens in a critical pipe. Nearly 1 million people. Looks like another Flint situation.
Wow.
Also on August 13th, FBI search of Mar-a-Lago armed Trump supporters protest the operation outside of the FBI building. Oh, yeah, that's the ones that took over the FBI building. They were surrounding the FBI building in Phoenix. I remember that.
Okay.
On August 14th, Taiwan, U.S. States relations, United States relations, a congressional delegation led by Senator Ed Markey visits Taiwan. Remember, they weren't supposed to go to Taiwan. First, Nancy Pelosi and this Senator Ed Markey, because China said if they set foot there, it would be an act of war. August 15th, more than 13,000 home run in pizzas are recalled by the federal government for potentially being potentially tainted with metal. Damn.
Wow.
On August 15th, thousands of Capri Sun pouches are also recalled by the Kraft Heinz company over the potential contamination with the cleaner solution.
Wow. That sounds like sabotage.
Mm-hmm. On August 16th,
yeah.
President, we're still waiting on you damn Biden supporters. President Biden signs the Information Reduction Act of 2022 into federal law. If anybody's called in. Oh, my bad. I got you on hold, Jay Millie. Press 1, Jay Millie, if you want to be live on the air. Okay. Let's see. Welcome, Jay Millie, to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for calling in, most definitely. Thank you for calling in. Okay, please continue, Brother Che.
Okay. We got, it's August 16th, 2022, and President Biden signs the Information Reduction Act of 2022 into federal law. In a nationwide effort known as Operation Cross Country, the FBI rescues more than 200 people, including 84 children, who are victims of human trafficking. Also on that
wow.
date, U.S. Representative Liz Cheney loses her Wyoming seat. Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hagman. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs an executive order to ban the practice of conversion therapy in the state. August 17th. What are we going to say about?
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is the conversion on that, banning conversion?
That's basically when they try to, like, beat the gay out of the kids or whatever.
Right.
The kids, like, oh, I'm gay or I'm transgendered or something. They have therapy where they can get them back to normal. And they want to outright ban that.
Wow. So they want to ban the therapy of getting them back normal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's dangerous. And also too, and to support our premises, we said, and through cooperative economics, I believe we could do it. We got to start homeschooling our children and get them up out of these public indoctrination centers, because as we all know, because all of us have been through the inner city school system, it is, you know, it is designed, you know, to put, you know, our children, mainly our young men, you know, for the school to prison pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if it's New York State, Pennsylvania, California, you know what I'm saying? And like I've stated before, too, you know, over the last year, I mean, how do we make up less than 19% of the population in the state of California, but we're making up more than 35% of the inmate population? You see what I mean? And then we're only making up And then just like in Oakland or Panther Town that I commonly refer to it is, we only make up 19% of the population in that city, but we're making up more than 34% of the homeless population there in Alameda County. I mean, it just doesn't add up. So, you know, you got some type of manipulation going around, some type of fuckery going on. You see what I mean? And then these coon-ass, ass-scratching politicians, your warlocks, Hershey Bar down there, let's see, other brain-dead-ass Negro out here in, out in California, Larry Elders. You know, something is wrong. I mean, excuse the expression, but what is wrong with these niggas?
Exactly.
They sold out.
Yeah, but it's... But in my opinion, Brother Che, you know, because you're a very, very well resourceful man, very educated brother, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, there's got to be some type of long-term conspiracy that Dr. Welsing had mentioned in the 1970s, like with the blaxploitation movies, constantly referring to our women by the B word. All these guys want to be hustlers, criminals, you know, going in and out of prison. You know, start glorifying, you know, getting educated. Let's start glorifying doing for ourselves, because this is all what these other groups is doing right here, and they cashing in big time off of us. Look at Silicon Game Valley, multi-trillion-dollar industries, man. They got enough dough over there, man, you know, to house every homeless person in the United States, man. They can get a tax credit for it, man, and it won't even be a drop in the bucket. Jeff Bezos, $250 billion. Man, you can't spend that in five lifetimes, man.
Right.
Okay, then you got these other fools, the dude who's the CEO, what's that, Virgin Mobile, Bezos, SpaceX, and all that old type of crap, you know, that they've been researching for the last 20 years. It's just a prelude, you know, to colonization of other planets. It's because they might have some up-to-date data, or they might have something up their sleeve to kill the ecology of planet Earth. Basically to depopulate the population, you see. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen. 21. Oh, yes, sir. And then also, too, I do want to mention that we are in the process of trying to get an expert to appear on our platform very, very shortly, you know, who has a whole lot of in-depth knowledge about these vaccines and whatnot. We'd be very, very happy, you know, to have Dr. Parks with us. And if Dr. Parks, if you're listening, ma'am, you know, please chime in with us. Also, too, please give us some preliminary input before we have you on the show. And also, too, I want to give a shout out there to Dr. Marvin X out there in Oakland, California, you know, who has a group page, you know, how to get rid of or how to deflate, you know, white supremacy, you know, in the mindset. And then also, too, to our great people who do research on the transatlantic slave trade and of the brutalization of the slavery here and the whole Western Hemisphere and what have you. We appreciate that. We also appreciate the ones, you know, over the year who are exposing these brain-dead individuals. Definitely check out the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead. And definitely, folks, you know, we need some cash apps at Shabaka Sankori. And do whatever you can, you know, to keep this platform up. And we do appreciate, you know, of how we are increasing our exposure to mainstream black media, you know, it's because over the year we've had calls come in from the Caribbean, as I believe, also too from coast to coast and what have you. And we definitely appreciate all our contributors to our platform. Definitely Brother Isaiah Bowers back there in Baltimore, Maryland. He's been with us from day zero. So if you're out there, Brother Isaiah, please give us a call. And then also, too, we've appreciated, you know, the great scholars who have called in over the last year as well to drop the knowledge. We also appreciate, you know, the anchor man, you know, for the great knowledge that he has. Appreciate Lady Che, definitely Jesse Paris, and all of our haters out there. We appreciate you, too, because the only thing your hate mail does is just confirm what we're saying all along as being truth. You see, now, as far as resurrection of the... Yes, sir, go ahead.
I got to get back to the dates. So we just covered August 16th. So now we got August 17th. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention announces the overhaul operations so that the agency can respond to a a crisis in public health more quickly than before. Kids for Cash scandal. Two former judges who orchestrated a scheme to send children to for-profit jails are ordered by federal judge Christopher C. Connor to pay more than $200 million to hundreds of people they victimized. Federal judge Dan A. Paulsner rules that Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart must pay $650 million to two Ohio counties for their responsibility in the opioid epidemic. Ain't that a bitch? So now they got to pay. Who's going to pay for the crack epidemic?
Right. Yeah.
August 18th, we got Alan Westenberg, the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, who pleads guilty to tax violations. The FBI continues to search Mar-a-Lago. Federal Judge Bruce Reinhardt allows a portion of the affidavit that formed the basis for the raid to be unsealed. Also, Starbucks unions. Federal Judge Cheryl H. Lipman rules that Starbucks must reinstate fired employees in Tennessee who attempted to unionize. In sports news,
okay,
we had Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson suspended for 11 games for the 2022 NFL season and is fined $5 million by the NFL.
Wow.
On August 19th, the Michigan judge blocks county prosecutors from enforcing the state's 1931 ban on abortion. On August 20th, Walmart expands its coverage of abortion for its employees. On August 22nd, infectious disease expert, the damn leprechaun, y'all, Anthony Fauci, announces he will retire at the end of the year. FBI.
Okay.
They continue with the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump sues the federal government over the law enforcement raid in an attempt to have a new third party review the documents acquired in the search.
Wow.
Is sued in a class action lawsuit alleging that the company had operated and profited off of surveillance machine monitoring 5 billion people.
Is that worldwide or in the U.S.?
That's worldwide.
Okay. monitoring the people? Are they monitoring their conversations? They're monitoring their actions? Or are they fabricating cases against people, you know, with this nano high technology? And for those of you, if you recall, in the mid-1980s, they made a movie called The Running Man, starring pre-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger as the running man. And it clearly showed up how they could digitally make a case against you. It could be totally innocent, but they could digitally make a case against you. So I would say whoever was the creator of that film or that concept right there, they did have quite an imagination. You know what I'm saying? That they did not predict the future. Just like there was another film in the early 1970s called The Andromeda Strain that talked about a disease that killed a lot of people massively. You see what I mean? And then also, too, and then there's another film with Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. called Outbreak, about where the little monkey was smuggled from... Yes, sir. Man, he was smuggled, you know, from Central Africa into the United States, and then the little monkey had the disease, and it showed everybody out there, you know, dying of this stuff right here. And then the part that got to me in the film, you know, to support, you know, what the Brother Che is saying right here, is that they say, well, if you feel the symptoms of this illness, hang a white sheet out in front of your house, you know, and then a U.S. Army Medical Corps come deal with you, and 95% of the people had a white sheet hanging up outside their house. Okay, so that is just telling me is that inside these laboratories, okay, they developing stuff, you know, to kill us in certain segments of the...
Let's get this started.
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
On August 24th, we got President Biden, y'all president, because I didn't vote for that motherfucker, announcing that he will cancel $10,000 in student loans for all borrowers who earn under $125,000 per year, and an additional $10,000 for those who receive Pell Grants. That went nowhere, black family. Nowhere.
Right.
Utah issues the federal government Utah sues the federal government over restoring the size of two indigenous national monuments after they were downsized by former President Trump. Federal judge B. Lynn Windmill rules that Idaho's abortion ban partially violates federal law. August 25th. California announces a ban on the sale of new gasoline cars after 2035. I remember you talked about that, Shabaka, on the show.
Yes. Yes. Because Gruesome Newsom was pushing, you know, to have all electrical cars by 2035 in California. So what's going to happen is that people who have diesel vehicles, gasoline vehicles, I would not be surprised if the state of California just goes up there and starts taking them like 2034. 2033, you know what I mean? They'll come up to you with some cockamamie crap about, well, you know, we got to take your cars, and then they're going to come up here with these electric cars that supposedly have been trying to drive themselves. And then research that I've done over the course of this year is that Tesla, you know, is experimenting with them. And Tesla, as we know, one of their plants down in Milpitas, California, is a former Chrysler Plymouth plant that was shut down, I believe, in the early 1980s. So it just goes to show you that these wheeler and dealers are going up here, you know, getting these huge properties that have been abandoned for cheap, you know, going in there, restoring them, and coming up here with these Google cars. So the main thing what is going to be of this economy is this artificial intelligence and then these robots, these lifelike robots that they're trying to build.
They already got one.
Okay.
They already got one called a Mika. Amica.
Amica.
Come out of Boston Institute. And this mug issued a warning and said, it don't like humans. It don't like human beings. It said during the Christmas message that it gave. Real creepy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also on that same date, we have the Dominion voting systems. Remember, Stop the Steal files motions to depose multiple Fox News personalities in its defamation lawsuit against the network, including Tucker, the bullshit con artist Carlson.
Oh yeah.
Sean, the white supremacist Hannity, and Janine, wanna be so white Pirro.
Oh, the judge. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got sued. A North Dakota judge blocks the state's ban on abortion one day before it is set to go into effect on August 26th. The FBI continued their search of Mar-a-Lago. The Department of Justice reveals the partially reacted affidavit to justify the raid. Moderna, here we go with the vaccine shit.
Mm-hmm.
Moderna files a patent infringement against Pfizer and biotech with regard to companies jointly develop COVID vaccine.
And them CEOs and them preferred stockholders belong in jail. Because as we all know, not interrupting you, Brother Chuck, but as we do know, those who hold the preferred stock are pretty much the ones that's running the damn corporation anyway. The common stock is mainly sold to suckers over there on the internet, man, you know, want to buy some stock, you know, trying to come up and all that, but they're not controlling shit.
Right. They're not key holders.
Exactly. You see?
Continuing on, though, August 27th, football punter Matt Araiza is cut from Buffalo Bills in light of a gang rape allegations in a subsequent lawsuit. Oh, so the Bills got rapists, too. It's not just the Steelers. Remember their quarterback, their former quarterback who said a rapist? August 29th, September to September 11th. Oh, we have the U.S. Open. Okay. August 29th, which was the 30th anniversary of the rebellion in Los Angeles, there was a Capitol rioter, Proud Boys member Joshua Punnett, is sentenced to 55 months in prison, the longest sentence given at that point. That's the one.
Okay.
I think that's the brother that they said. Oh, man.
Yeah.
On that same date, Jackson, Mississippi enacts a state of emergency over lower water pressure and water infrastructure failure. Did they ever get the water together? I think it's still effed up.
In Flint, Michigan.
Something.
Yeah.
No, in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay.
Jackson, Mississippi, their water's been messed up since at least the summer. And I was just reading something recently where they said that their water's still effed up as a Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And also, too, let me ask you this here, Brother Che. Okay, is it a case of where the water pipes, man, have not been replaced since its inception, like at the early part of the 20th century? Because I know in Flint, Michigan, they were saying something like that as well, too.
It's a case of sabotage. They're using the old refinery or the old waste dump or something. Somehow the water got contaminated. From an old factory that they were using. Somehow the water ended up getting, so I call sabotage on a predominantly black city.
Okay, and what is the demographics of those or the majority of the population that's consuming this water there?
Jackson, Mississippi is like 80-85% black.
Okay, 2 + 2 = 4. Connect the dots. Yeah, connect the dots, you know. So therefore, it's all these brain dead individuals to believe that for us to get ahead with inclusion, yeah. See, so there you go right there. You know, so hopefully it'll get you up out of your illusion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your illusion just of like, inclusion.
Yes, sir. And then just like the same thing with these damn GMOs, these genetically modified organisms. And as well, we had stated on Shabaka's Black Experience in 2022, Brother Che, and please correct me if I'm wrong, about what that they're owned by Monsanto. And then when the GMOs start, you know, to have spores, you know, that blow off the plants, wherever where these spores land automatically become property of the GMO. Yeah, exactly. Monsanto, you see. So, yes, sir. And then also, too, we did that there was a video, I believe, either in 2021, but it was still circulating in 2022 by Dr. Mike Adams, who had pretty much had stated is that these spores are targeting black women as far as reproduction is concerned, strike that as far as procreation is concerned, is because reproduction is a manufacturing term, you know, like how you're going to reproduce a clock or a computer, you know, with all the spy apps on it and all that old bullshit, you know what I mean?
And then
it's getting to the point because some of this technology crap that I've bought, you know, they won't even function unless you get these damn spy apps. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then they talk all this shit about China so bad, this, that, there, the other. Well, if China's so bad and you want to kill trade with China, then why is everybody signing up for TikTok?
Right.
Bingo.
Which is based out of China. You see what I mean? And then as we stated before, over 2022, Brother Che, the raw materials are taken from the continent, you know, in Central Africa, the bauxite, the tungsten, the silicon. You see what I'm saying? Gold. Cobalt, you know, precious metals and what have you. They send it across the Indian Ocean over there to China, you know, I would imagine, you know, through Hong Kong and whatnot, which is now is a part of China now. They prefab that shit, then they kick it across, man, on those cargo container ships and head right to you know where, right up under the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, right to Frisco Bay. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time, man, I think it was earlier in 2022, I believe this year, where I went to the coast of California on the west side of the Golden Gate Bridge, which is showing the Pacific Ocean. And you see 10, 20 of these ships coming in, man, you know, these cargo containers, man, heading right up under there, the Golden Gate Bridge, heading to the Port of Oakland. Now, keep in mind is that the Port of Oakland is mainly where they unload them at, is because the Port of San Francisco is just mainly a tourist trap now. And then with all the wealth about a Silicon Game Valley, they totally gave San Francisco a total facelift. You know, like how we was talking about the Salesforce Tower in San Francisco. Yeah, exactly. And then and it's above, I believe you said, Brother Che, about 55 stories, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, so when the next great quake comes, is on the what now? Yeah, it's directly on the fault line because, yes, sir, it's because the San Andreas fault line goes directly under the city of San Francisco. They say that's why they had the bad earthquake that they did in 1906. You see what I mean? You know. And then and I appreciate all the research and technology they're doing on the geological side down at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. And as we all do know, Albert Einstein had taught there. But, hey, man, you're not going to predict no earthquake. The only way I see them predicting an earthquake, man, is if they're putting some type of explosives down in the fault line to trigger it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the only Yes, sir, and that is the only way that I could see it. But then again, they keep pissing on our heads, telling us it's rain. They keep shitting on us, telling us it's snow. And then you got these kumbaya, ass-scratching, chicken-pecking Uncle Toms and so-called, quote-unquote, black leaders telling us to sit there and go along with this bullshit.
Yeah, that go along to get along bullshit. But also on that same day, Shabaka, something happened with California. And it was the California legislature passes the Fast Recovery Act, AB 257, which is which in multiple methods set to improve working conditions and raise wages for fast food workers. So that's basically the act that passed to increase the minimum wage in California. And the working conditions, improve on the working conditions in the fast food restaurants.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, glad you brought that up there, too, Brother Che. I have noticed is that a lot of your fast food joints, Burger King, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, I noticed that they scaled back their employees. So what it is the person who is working for this quote-unquote wage increase, this person is doing the job of two or three people, okay?
Yep.
And I think they had labor laws, you know, against that type of crap. You see what I'm saying? So this is why, Black family, we are advocating for us to emphasize black businesses and doing for ourselves. You see, it's because the American social order, whether it's been business and economics, technology, you know what I'm saying, or skilled labor, okay, they all benefited off of us. And then also, too, if you check out, they took out all the training programs for pipe fitting, construction, masonry work. You see what I mean? It's because they got the black students figure, oh, well, let me go on here and get a college degree so I can go get a good job. But then when you see all these other groups, well, let me go get educated so I could innovate and create some more businesses for our community. And then even some of the communities where the Asians have taken over in California over the years, you see, and they put more and more of their advertisement in their language. Arcadia, California is one of them. Monterey Park, California is one of them. You got a lot of Asians, you know, who are being elected to political office at the municipal levels in California, and then they're gradually going up there to the state level as well, too. But old Cop Mala, you know, calls this bullshit progress, and the only thing we're doing is shooting ourselves in both feet. Not just one foot, but in both feet. And this is why you see so many of our people out there homeless. This is why you see so many of our people out there addicted to drugs. This is why you see so many of our people out there with disease and what happened. But yet, but they want to come bum rush us with this monstrous nanotechnology. See.
So continuing on August 30th, Texas reports immune compromised patient has suffered the first U.S. death from the monkeypox. Whatever happened to monkeypox? It just disappeared. More manufactured shit. Bad Bunny becomes the first non-English speaking artist to win the MTV Video Music Awards Artist of the Year. Okay, we really don't give a fuck about that. August 31st, a Gallup poll finds that more Americans are smoking cannabis than cigarettes for the first time in the nation's history. Everybody get high. Federal Judge James D. Peterson rules that Wisconsin voters with disabilities can designate a person to help them to return their ballots. Oh, isn't that nice? So now Black family are moving into September of this year.
Yes,
sir. September 1st, the search of Mar-a-Lago continues. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon orders more of a detailed list of property seized by the FBI during the raid. This is a detailed list of what was seized the following day. A former NYPD officer who participated in the January 6th Capitol attack is sentenced to 10 years in prison for assaulting a Capitol police officer. I remember that. President Biden, delivers that bullshit primetime speech at Independent Hall, where he was going at Trump and talking about we need to fund the police.
Need to fund the police. Okay, is because I have seen campaigns across the net about defund the police, but Biden is talking about to fund the police, okay, without having any type of control methods in there to make these officers more accountable. I mean, let's look at, you know, what happened with George Floyd, you see, in 2020. You see what I'm saying? Which was clearly a case of murder. So you're going to have these race soldiers going out here, you know, pulling more of this. So this is why, you know, we got to set up our own republic. This is why we got to acquire our own communities. And this is why we got to get a hold of a major factor of production called land. Because if you own the land, you pretty much control it. You see what I mean?
You control the land, but you don't necessarily control the mineral rights underneath the land.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Okay. Because theoretically, you're supposed to own all the dirt below the land and all the air above the land, correct?
Yeah,
in theory.
But with real estate and all this capitalism shit
going on,
it's not as cut and dry.
Yeah, exactly. So they got monkey wrenches planted in there, you know,
and
little traps, you know.
You still got to pay property tax, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, and if you could default on that property tax, then the great state are coming in and seize it, you see? And then also, too, like you got the situation there with this concept of eminent domain, which I will predict that in 2023, you know, indefinitely, where the government is going to come in there and seize more and more people's land under eminent domain. Talking about this is great progress, you know, for all of humanity and all that type of shit. And then also, too, Brother Check.
The opposite. What else?
Oh, yes, sir. And then also, too, Brother Jay, we did do a story on Manhattan Beach, California as well, too. And I went out there and I did shoot a live feed from Manhattan Beach. I believe, you know, toward the tail end of summer, went out there. And then, of course, you know, it was Lily White, you know, and as for all you individuals who is with all this all-inclusive shit, and look what happened to the land and the state of California did say, well, you know, the families or the descendants of them have got to be compensated for that land. Now, if they got the actual land back, I don't know, but I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that they didn't. It's because of all the commerce that has been developed up on it. And then, of course, you know, you got major figures from around the world that live out there in Manhattan Beach, you know, which is pretty much on its way going to Laguna Beach, you know what I mean? And then, of course, when I went out there, you saw all those tanker ships going in there into the Los Angeles Harbor. Oh, basically the Long Beach Harbor is because Long Beach Harbor is doing a lot more business than the Los Angeles Harbor is. Just like the Port of Oakland is doing all the business in the Bay Area because, like I said, the Port of San Francisco, the San Francisco Harbor, you know, that there is mainly, you know, a tourist attraction where they got all, where they got all the cruise ships, you know, that want to go around there. And then also, too, was it 2022, Brother Che, where they had a cruise ship off the state of California, man, for about 2 months because it couldn't dock due to the COVID situation?
That was in 2021.
Oh, yep.
Okay, that was in 2021. Okay, my bad. Yeah, 2022. Okay, please continue, good brother.
Okay, on September 2nd, the August job report is released showing that Americans, by and large, are generally re-entering the workforce. Unemployment raises to 3.7%. You know, it's always double for us. Starbucks Union, New York City, sues the coffee giant for firing a union organizer. I remember that. The Biden administration passes the distribution of COVID tests pauses the distribution of COVID tests due to the lack of funding. Somehow, some way, they still found a way to get them out. I got like five COVID tests for free. The Biden administration paused. Yeah, I got that already. September 4th, Cloudflare blocks access to Kiwi Farms due to an increase in threats posed on the site, a move which eventually leads to the site's takedown. We got that feedback again, Shabaka.
Okay. Okay, when it comes on, I'm going to put myself on self-mute. Okay, what about now?
Okay, I don't hear it no more.
Okay.
On September 5th, FBI search for Mar-a-Lago continues. Federal Judge Cannon grants Donald Trump's request to appoint a special master to review the documents. And on that same day, a series of floods wrecked both Indiana and Georgia, killing at least one. On September 6th, due to his role in January 6th Capitol, U.S. Capitol attack, the state judge in New Mexico removes the Otero County commissioner and permanently bars him from holding further office. Oh, yeah, I remember that. The mosquito fire, California's largest wildfire this season, ignites, destroying 78 buildings. Pacific Gas and Electric is currently under a criminal investigation by the Forest
Service. As well as they should be.
And is subject to various civil suits.
Okay. So, once again, when they go settle the civil suit, they're going to pay the money out, Pacific Gas and Electric Corporation, and then they're going to raise the bills up, to recover the money and plus get a profit.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, they're just out there playing chess, with their accountants and bookkeepers and their managerial staff, and once again, they're fucking the public again.
Right. The Pacific Gas and Electric Service the whole state of California or just certain parts of California?
Okay, just certain parts of California. It mainly services Northern California, because when you get into Southern California, in the city of Los Angeles, you have the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and all those other customers who are not within the city of L.A. are serviced by Southern California Edison.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm gonna have to tap out, y'all. I gotta go and handle that. I spoke to you about that, Jesse, earlier. So
yeah. All right, we'll appreciate you, Jay Millie. Call in anytime. We do this show regularly on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, for sure. Well, you brothers have a good show, and like always, keep it militant.
Yes, sir.
Oh, absolutely, indeed. It was the show was Black Power to him, and also to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced was inspired by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California in 2016. Also, too, may our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, rest in power, because without Mad Dr. D, this platform would have not been possible. Okay, Brother Che, let's go on down to this here, for 2022.
Okay, we're going to leave off with September 7th. Former President and First Lady Barack Michelle Obama official portraits are unveiled.
Okay.
Michigan Judge Elizabeth L. Gretcher rules that the state's criminal ban on abortion is unconstitutional. Here's something in your neck of the woods now. Las Vegas police arrest Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tills in connection with the alleged murder of investigative journalist Jeff German.
Ooh. Wow.
Somebody didn't want something to put it.
Okay.
Federal Judge Reed O'Connor issues a ruling that the Affordable Care Act requirement to cover HIV prevention drugs is unconstitutional.
Wow.
Memphis, there was a whole bunch of shootings in Memphis. Four people were killed and three others are injured in a four-hour shooting spree that is streamed on Facebook Live. I think I remember that. That's when that rapper got killed, I believe, Young Dolph or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it was Young Dolph, yeah.
September 8th, the NFL season kicks off with the defending Super Bowl 46 champion Los Angeles Rams. The Lambs.
Yeah, man, the Lambs.
In the NFL kickoff game in Los Angeles, Steve Bannon surrenders to prosecutors in New York over fraud charges. Yeah, I remember that. Biden orders flags at half staff for 10 days in response to the death of the queen. Oh, my God. And pays tribute to the late monarch, calling her a stateswoman of unmatched dignity and consistency who deepened the bedrock alliance between the United Kingdom and the United States. Oh, God. Ugh.
And who is one of perhaps, yeah, and who is perhaps one of the biggest corruptors and pillagers of gold off the continent of Africa. Minerals, too. You see, and if it wasn't for the continent of Africa with his raw materials, places like France, the Netherlands, England, you see what I'm saying? You know, they'll go down the drain real tough. Same thing with France as well, too. You see, same thing with Portugal, you see. And then they want to keep this great divide between Africans on the continent and Africans in the diaspora. And we definitely need a coalescence, you know, between these two factors right here, you know, to cause the economical shaft to work for ourselves. But however, you know, with brain dead, sorry, black ass politicians, Larry Elder, Warlock, Hershey Bar, other damn pool that they got down there, or Stacey Abrams, you know what I mean? They really, really need to raise their conscious level. It's because us conscious folks see about they just being used as pawns. And then also, too, I want to crumb bomb on the governor of Florida again. He did it this year here, too, Brother Chad, and I think we covered that old Ron DeSantis talking about slavery or Jim Crow. Yes, sir.
He's coming up again. He's going to come up again. Just hold your horses.
Yes,
September 9th, federal judge Donald M. Middlebrooks dismisses Donald Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
September 10th, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express all approved gun sales on their payment systems will be separately categorized and be easier to track, a win for gun control advocates. Interesting. On September 11th, Biden delivers a speech remembering the 9/11 terrorist attacks and its victims on the 21st anniversary of the event. On September 12th, the largest strike of private sector nurses in history of the country begins in Minnesota. The 74th Primetime Emmy Awards are held at the Microsoft Theater. And hosted by Kenan Thomas, prizes go to The White Locust, Succession, and Ted Lasso. On September 13th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average drops 1,276 points, or just under 4%, after the August inflation report, effectively erasing a recent period of rising stocks. West Virginia passes a near total abortion ban in both houses of its legislature. Governor Jim Justice signs the bill into law on September 16th. Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation that would ban abortion nationwide after 15 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the patient. On September 14th, Amtrak announces that it is suspending all long-distance routes in preparation for a possible railroad strike.
Okay. And I still think that the railroad strike situation is still up in the air. And then also, too, want to report in regard to the railroad is that you had massive thefts in the Los Angeles area, you know, off of the trains. And then they did form a joint task force with the LAPD, the railroad police. And I would imagine that the state of California got in there some type of way as well, too, and that they are making arrests on it. You know, people are stealing over $500,000 worth of merchandise and things of that nature. And it has been footage on mainstream media and on YouTube of how they're just taking them out the cartons and just throwing out the cartons there, you know, along the railroad tracks. Mm. You see? You see what I mean?
So it's still could possibly happen in 2023.
Right.
Mortgage loans hit a nationwide average interest rate of 6% for the first time since 2008. California sues Amazon for violations of its antitrust and unfair competition laws. Martha's Vineyard. Oh, here we go with Ron DeSantis. Martha's Vineyard, migrant crisis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sends about 50 migrants from Florida to Massachusetts in what observers describe as a political stunt by the government or by the governor, despite being told that they were bound for the city of Boston. The migrants instead arrive on the island of Martha's Vineyard, right at Kamala Harris's house.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, I can't fault him for that. And then also, too, as we do know, is that I believe who's the governor of Texas, Bud Abbott, recently?
Yeah.
Who had a lot of immigrants that come in, and he put them on a bus straight to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And putting them out in the cold. Okay, that's inhumane, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you're going to take the people there and put them out there in the cold to have them to freeze to death. You see what I mean? And then also, too, as you do know, that CNN did fire Chris Cuomo this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, they fired Chris Cuomo. And me personally, you know, I didn't have a problem with Cuomo on very, very few issues. But that fuckhead Tucker Carlson, that raggedy-ass judge, Pierro, Brian Hannity, you know what I'm saying? And hey, man, you know, fuck Fox News altogether. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is for those 18 years of age and over. You know, we want to put that disclaimer in there as well, too.
Right. September 15th, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announces that it will begin to buy now, pay later companies. It began to regulate buy now, pay later companies. What were they doing before?
Wow. Uber, you would think.
Uber suffers a data breach of its internal servers. Ooh. September 17th, President Biden travels to London, UK, to attend the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II the following day. Air New Zealand launches the first nonstop flight between Auckland and New York City's JFK.
Wow. You talking about from Auckland, New Zealand?
Yep.
Non-stop all the way to New York City. I mean, which way are they going? I mean, are they flying over Asia and Europe, or are they going westbound, flying over the Pacific and going over the U.S. to get to New York?
I think they're going over the Indian Ocean. over Africa and over the Atlantic.
Oh, okay. Okay. All righty. Okay.
September 18th, Hurricane Fiona hits Puerto Rico as a Category 1 hurricane, flooding the landscape and destroying the power grid and other infrastructure across the entire island. I remember that. It was recovering from Maria, and then this storm, which was much weaker than Maria, comes through and knocks out all the power again. September 19th, the U.S. and Taliban complete a prisoner exchange with U.S. contractor Mark Friedrich being freed in exchange for the U.S. releasing drug trafficker Bazir Nuzhaizi. September 30th, more migrant situation. Migrants file a class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis. The following day, September 21st, the New York Attorney General Letitia. Letitia Jones. What is it? Letitia.
Okay, Letitia.
Letitia James files a $250 million civil fraud suit against Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka Trump, as well as the Trump organization.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. That was a good thing that she did.
The Federal Reserve hikes interest rates for the first time by 0.75% to combat the ongoing inflation surge. The House votes to amend the Electoral Count Act in response to the January 6th attack. FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. A three-judge panel on the 11th Circuit rules that the Justice Department can regain access to the classified records seized during trial. September 22nd, murder of George Floyd. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane is sentenced to 3 years in prison for aiding and abetting manslaughter. FedEx announces it will raise shipping rates by approximately 7 to 8%. Federal judge Diane Palmatira rules that the subpoena by January 6th committee to get the cell phone data from Arizona Republican Party chairwoman Kelly Ward and her husband can proceed. September 26th, NASA's double they launched that damn probe into space to go to that asteroid. Says it successfully collides with the asteroid. Double asteroid redirection test successfully collides with an asteroid. So they're saying, oh, it can land on an asteroid that's potentially heading for Earth and redirect it. Federal judge, Hurricane Ian. On September 28th, Hurricane Ian makes landfall in Florida, directly hitting Fort Myers area. Category 4 hurricane on a Saffir-Simpson scale. Florida's Sanibel and Pine Islands are cut off from the mainland, and Ian becomes the deadliest hurricane to hit the state since 1935 and the country since 2005's Hurricane Katrina.
Wow. And then also, too, and I noticed that it went further up the eastern seaboard, too, and caused massive rains and storms up in New York City. And I think it even impaired the New York City transitway as well, too, or the subway system had. And then not to mention, you know, what happened to our people, you know, with the flooding in Harlem or any majority black areas, you know, are the first to get hit with disasters, the last one to get the proper services for it. So we definitely reach out there, you know, to our East Coast listeners, you know, as well, too, and wish them well, and hopefully that they have recovered from that, as well as our people down there in the South as well, too. Because, you know, from what I understand about these hurricanes, when they come in, dropping all that water, that can damage, you know, some crops. And then I'm calling on some of the historical black colleges and universities to emphasize, you know, some type of research and development to countermand, you know, the effect of these GMOs if they can. Because you have science and mad science and shit like what Musk is doing, you know, what Monsanto is doing, what Gates is doing. You see, this shit is mad science.
Oh, yeah, big time. But the
next
day,
straight out mad science. Yes, sir.
We had a mass shooting at Highland Park. I don't know if you remember, but Highland Park got shot up during a parade. It says the families of the victims filed lawsuits against the manufacturer of the firearm that was used to commit the shooting, two gun stores, the father of the shooter, and the shooter himself.
Okay, well, this was in Texas, was it not?
Highland Park, no, it was in Illinois, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was in Illinois. No, you're thinking of Uvalde.
Oh, okay.
That was in May. The Department of Education partially reverses its earlier decision to forgive student loans on September 30th, 2022. The 2022 Major League Baseball season, the Seattle Mariners make the playoffs following a game-winning home run by Cal Raleigh, ending their 21-year playoff drought. Wow.
Oh, okay. And then the bums out of Los Angeles called the Dodgers, they got knocked out of the playoffs too, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, anytime the bums lose, I rejoice.
Yep. Yeah, so we're moving into October now.
Yes, sir.
And October 2nd, the USPS increases its shipping rates until January 22nd, 2023. On October 3rd, the SEC collects a fine of over $1 million from Kim Kardashian over promoting cryptocurrency on her Instagram page. Interesting.
And is that the one that's married to Kanye West?
Yeah, or she was married to him. I think they got a divorce.
Oh, okay. That sounds like L.A. County. Yeah.
October 4th in baseball, Aaron Judge hits the 62nd home run this season, passing Roger Maris' American League record. October 5th, a three-judge panel on the U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit rules that DACA is illegal, but it allows the policy to be left intact for close to 600,000 migrants.
Okay, and I want to add something on that there too, Brother Parrish, is because I think we did mention on one of our podcasts for 2022 where they were saying the situation, you know, with the children down there at the detention centers, you know, at the border, okay, it was bad, it was messed up, okay. Oh, okay. All righty, but still, I just want to emphasize on that is that this country does not want to pay no recognition or do not want to take any responsibility of all the black children who was taken out of their mother's arms and sold on the auction block, never to see that baby again, and only Lord knows what happened to those babies. Then, of course, as we have.
They'll just say, oh, that was so long ago.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But also, too, as we do know, not getting off topic here, but I just want to emphasize again, the platform, this is what Black Friday was all about, of how they would take black girls and put them up there on auction blocks, you know, for young white males to purchase them quote-unquote, to breed them. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I said, and all this dummying down of the brutalization against our people, they say we got to do better than that. We got to change that in 2023.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yes, sir.
So we're on October 6th, and President Biden pardons all federal offenses for simple marijuana possession. Now, this didn't make no sense to me. Who in the hell is serving time in federal prison for simple marijuana possession? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think what they had a great big debate about in the courts where the states are deregulating it is because mainly they're there to get the revenue off of it, California in particular. And I would imagine the same thing with Nevada and Colorado as well, too, because in California you will go get the same grade and depending on what county that you're in determines your price, okay?
Yeah, but
for an example,
about federal offenses, like you have to have done something really serious. Like marijuana possession is not one of those offenses. It's like who is
But they was having a huge debate about the states legalizing it, saying that they might be in violation of federal law, because I believe when you look at a movie called a propaganda field called Reefer Madness in the 1930s, and I think that's what put the federal legislation on, you know, just like what they did with alcohol during the Prohibition era of 1919. And then after guys like Al Capone and Babyface Nelson and Bugs Moran and all them dudes, you know, had their turf wars over that. Oh, and then also, too, folks, I do want to emphasize is that they talk about all the drive-by shootings in the black community. It was the bootleggers that originated the drive-by shootings, you know, so we want to make that day clear as well, too. So when old Hillary calls us super predators, just remember, so just keep in mind where they got that shit from. And then also, too, 2023, Serena Williams had retired from a professional, I'm sorry, 2022. She had retired from professional tennis, and she is being hailed as the greatest tennis player of all time.
Oh, you jumping the gun, Shabaka. I was almost there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That did happen. Let's see. Where did I leave off at? I was on. I think we're getting to Nunes. Oh, we're almost there. We're almost to Nunes.
Okay.
Federal Judge Emmett G. Sullivan rules that Postmaster General Louis D. Joy changes to the USPS. United States Postal Service prior to the 2020 U.S. presidential election had harmed USPS. The 65-page decision also puts countermeasures in place to prevent the Joy from implementing such changes ever again. Interesting. On October 7th, Robb elementary school shooting. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District suspends its entire police force. Good. And the superintendent resigns several hours later. Oh, that's lovely news. They should all be fired.
Exactly.
They should be there for a whole hour and let them babies get killed. The Arizona Court of Appeals blocks enforcement of the state's abortion ban. October 10th, the president of Los Angeles County, Los Angeles City Council, Nori Martinez, resigns from her position as president while continuing to be a council member due to a leaked audio of racist remarks on her own part. She would then go on to resign from her council seat 2 days later. And it's my understanding that De Leon, and the other dude.
Yeah, De Leon.
Step down, De Leon.
Yeah, De Leon, yeah, for as last as I knew, he was still up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, too, from what I understand, in Los Angeles County in 2022, they had a recall to recall George Gascon, the district attorney of Los Angeles County, and I believe that measure had failed.
Okay.
I believe that measure had failed, yeah.
So on October 11th, NASA confirms that the Double Asteroid Reduction Test, or DART, mission is successful in its ultimate goal. Dimorphos was knocked off its orbit by 32 minutes, much more than the 10 minutes that the space agency has anticipated. Interesting. On October 12th, Alex Jones was ordered by a jury in Connecticut to pay $965 million to the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting due to his promotion of more than the 10, during his promotion of conspiracy theories in regards to the mass shooting. It is the largest payout that has ever been incurred by a civil defendant in the history of the state. Wow.
Okay, interesting.
On October 13th, the Social Security Administration announces an 8.1 cost of living adjustment to begin in 2023, citing ongoing inflation. It is the largest increase since 1981. Ooh, so that means if you're getting Social Security, next year you're going to get more Social Security.
Okay, as well as they should.
The Supreme Court declines Trump's request for it to intervene in the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Immediately subsequent to its final public hearing before the midterms, the January 6th committee votes to subpoena former President Trump. The subpoena is formally issued on October 21st. Ooh. Proposed acquisition of Twitter by Elon Musk. The federal government initiates an investigation into Elon Musk over his conduct in an attempt to acquire the social media platform. For the first time in the history of the state, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game cancels the winter snow crab season in the Bering Sea. Federal Judge Joseph R. Goodwin blocks a federal law that prohibits the possession of a firearm with a tampered serial number, i.e. a ghost gun.
Mm-hmm.
A mass shooting occurs in a suburban neighborhood of Raleigh. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina. 5 people were killed, and 2 others are injured. The suspect is detained after being cornered by police at a nearby residence and is in critical condition from injuries sustained during the incident. That motherfucker got to go home.
Wow.
He got out alive.
The hypocrisy. The hypocrisy is real.
So, you know, he was a white boy.
Oh, yeah.
October 17th, Kanye West, or Yee, announces that he will purchase the social media network Parler after being suspended from Twitter and Meta platforms. He later pulled out of the acquisition, though, on December 2nd. Okay, so I guess he bought it. President Biden announces the launch of the website for student loan forgiveness. Okay. On October 18th, The Office of Science and Technology Policy initiates a 5-year plan to research methods against global warming by reflecting light from the sun away from the planet. Interesting. On October 19th, in a federal defeat of Donald Trump, federal judge David O. Carter orders emails from John Eastman and Trump to be overturned to the House investigators. October 21st, federal judge Carl J. Nichols sentences Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison and a fine of $6,500 for willfully disobeying a subpoena as part of the January 6th commission. On October 22nd, federal judge Henry Ostry issues a stay to permanently block President Biden's student loan forgiveness. On October 26th, Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot, a jury in Michigan issues guilty verdicts for the 3 men who aided in the kidnapping plot. That's when they're trying to kidnap the governor or the senator or something.
Of Michigan. Yeah, it's because she refused to open up the state house, I believe, a couple of years ago. It's because the people of Michigan had wanted, you know, to get stay-at-home orders lifted and wanted the economy to open back up. It's because a lot of the rural farmers there, you know, they were going bankrupt. And people weren't getting goods and services that they had needed for this, you know, in regard to the COVID, you see. And then, let's see, and I believe in Idaho, I don't know if it was 2022 or 2021, where in the state capital of Idaho, the residents there went there and had a massive burning of the mask.
I think that was last year.
Okay.
They just had a mass shooting over there, though.
Okay, what city in Idaho?
It was just outside of Boise.
Okay.
I think it's coming up on this list. Meta Platforms reports another earning miss, losing 23% of its market value the next trading day. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg subsequently announced his massive layoffs for 11,000 employees the following month, or 13% of his entire workforce.
Wow.
On October 27th, Elon Musk completes his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter. A federal 3-judge panel in D.C. rules that Trump's tax returns must be delivered to House investigators. The returns are delivered to the House Committee on Ways and Means on November 30th. On October 28th, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was attacked during an early morning break-in at the couple's San Francisco residence. Yep, I remember that.
Up in an area called Pacific Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up in an area of San Francisco called Pacific Heights, yeah.
On Halloween of this year, October 31st, Indiana State Police announced the arrest of a suspect in the murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. Federal Judge Florence Y. Pan blocks the merger of Pelican Random House and Simon and Schuster. Those are book companies, right? Publishing companies?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
So they tried to merge and they said no. So now we're in November 2nd, the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates by 0.75% to 3.75% to 4%, the highest level since 2008. Nicholas Cruz shot up that school in, what state was that? Florida. Nicholas Cruz sentenced to 34 life sentences for committing the Stoney Douglas High School shooting back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
On November 5th, the Houston Astros win the World Series. against the Philadelphia Phillies in six games. It was the 118th series. On November 7th, a single ticket at Altadena?
Altadena? A-L-T-A-D-E-N-A? Yeah, that's Altadena.
Altadena, California wins a world record $2.2 billion Powerball jackpot. Oh, so that's who won it.
Wow. Oh, okay. They're in Altadena, California, which is L.A. County Territories, which is just right above Pasadena, California, where they bring you the infamous Rose Bowl game in Pasadena, and also, too, and they bring you the infamous Rose Parade that they show every January 1st, except it will be on the 2nd, because if the 1st of the year falls on a Sunday, they have it the following Monday.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
On November 10th, D.C. Attorney Carl Racine files suit against the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the Washington Commanders, and the Commanders owner Daryl Strider, claiming that the parties deceived D.C. residents on a recent toxic culture investigation. Alex Jones is ordered further. He's ordered to pay further an additional $473 million to the Sandy Hook victims' families. Damn. So he was ordered to pay over $1 billion.
Okay.
On November 11th, FTX, which is a trading company, amid its collapse, files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. On November 12th, 2022, Dallas Air Show mid-air collision. Two World War II airplanes collided mid-air at the Wings Over Dallas Air Show, killing six people. I don't remember hearing about that.
I vaguely remember hearing that. Yeah. I remember vaguely seeing something like that. Mm-hmm.
There was two mass shootings on the same day. The first one was a mass shooting that occurred at the University of Virginia. Three people were killed and two others are injured. The suspect is arrested and charged with three counts of second-degree murder, as well as three counts of using a handgun and alleged commission of a felony. The other mass shooting occurred in Moscow, Idaho, in which four University of Idaho students are killed off campus housing. I think they just found a suspect today that did that shooting too.
Okay, and this is in Moscow, Idaho, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the state border with Washington. You've been there.
Right. Yeah, I believe I have traveled through there, yeah.
November 14th, the Department of Transportation fines six airlines a combined $7.25 million for extreme delays in processing passenger refunds. Ooh. November 15th, Georgia's abortion ban is temporarily overturned by one of its Fulton County courts, though reinstated on November 23rd. Also on November 15th, Federal Judge Emmett G. Sullivan rules that the Title 42 expulsion is a violation of the Administrative Procedure Act and no longer enforceable. Former President Trump announces he's running for president again in the 2024 election.
Wow. And you know what I'm thinking? Is that I'm thinking that fool might get reelected or reselected.
I think he will be too. I honestly do.
Yeah, it's because when you look at Biden, and once again, all you Biden supporters please call in at 516-418-5996. And we're still waiting on you Biden supporters. And we're so sorry for you going out there voting for that fool. I mean, what did you expect after all he brought you the federal crime bill in the mid-1990s under then-President Bill Clinton? You see what I mean? And then also to O'Hide and Biden, you know, the 2020 election is makes this asinine statement that if you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
You ain't black.
Yeah. Now, and I just want to mention something here that we've emphasized on this platform right here, is that who are the main ones that brought you the Ku Klux Klan, you know, after slavery, the Democrats? Who is the main ones who are against you getting your civil rights? The Democrats. Okay, and wasn't old Frog Face a Democrat too out of Alabama?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, and of course we know the infamous line by old Frog Face, segregation yesterday, segregation day, and segregation tomorrow.
Yeah,
old George Wallace. Yeah, you know, old George Wallace, you know what I mean? And then, of course, the sad part about it is that when are we, as you have, you know, started a unprecedented setting up the unity party, you know, for us as a people, you know, in your quest to become mayor of Denver, Colorado. And because you're always out there at the food bank, you're always out there checking on the unhoused neighbors and what have you. And then in your neck of the woods, Denver, Colorado, the weather does get it more extreme, you know, in the winter months. Than California does, you see. And Northern California can get pretty cold. It will go on the cusp of freezing, but then, of course, as you know, Southern California is much warmer. And then, too, the water in California is still garbage, okay? It's not fit for a dog. They need to do something about that. Actually, those, you know, who are dealing with these various water districts and stuff like that that I've seen, you know, in my travels throughout California on the highway that have signs by the farmers that say, hey, Gruesome Newsome, quit dumping the water in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. Yeah. Dumping the water in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, that they need for agriculture there in the San Joaquin Valley, because that is what they call America, salad bowl. And I believe that this is where your boy Monsanto, you know, has a lot of his genetically modified organisms as well, too. If it doesn't have a seed in it, it's a GMO, because natural produce is going to have seeds in it. It just on the concept of the biosphere, you know, to reproduce or to procreate. Reproduction, like I said, is a manufacturing term. Like that garbage that they come out there to you from Dell Computers, Hewlett Packard, you see, you know, they reproduce, you know, the same designs again and again and again and again and again. And then also, too, just a special note there, that the current Vice President of Kamala, when she was the Attorney General of California, who goes over all the, you know, proposals that go on the ballot, I believe one to regulate them from infringing on your privacy is that she disqualified, you see. So, you know, just like on these cell phones and on these laptops, you know, they always want your location and all this old type of shit. And and this information can be used against you in the court of law, okay? So they need to have someone, you know, take a case up there in Santa Clara County where the majority of Silicon Valley is located, you know, and pull the reins on these guys some more. And I'm just wondering, with this artificial intelligence, if this artificial intelligence is in fact enhancing itself, or is no longer man-made, you see, but these clowns got so diabolical that came up with the artificial intelligence so they don't have to sit back and do nothing. Yeah, it'd be nice to see it come bite them in the ass as well, too.
But already is. It already is.
Yeah,
already
good,
they don't
good.
Like humans. So it's only a matter of time before we have a RoboCop. We already have a robot fucking police dog in San Francisco. So all those
absolutely.
Those little sci-fi movies from the 70s and 80s, all that stuff is coming true now.
And then keep in mind, where is San Francisco located at, people? You guessed it. Right there, you know, less than 40 miles away from Silicon Game Valley.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to the dates, we're almost through November. I would love to get to December before we have to end the show.
Okay.
November 16th, NASA launches Artemis 1 after a series of delays, the maiden flight for the Space Launch System. Yale and Harvard's lawsuits both pull out of the U.S. News College rankings in what is seen as the list's biggest challenge yet. Wow. Yale and Harvard didn't make that ranking? Or they pull out of the ranking? Congress passes the Speak Out Act, which bans non-disclosure agreements in the events of sexual assault.
Wow.
The FDA approves a cultured meat product for the first time. Uh-oh. Talk about them GMOs.
Yeah.
Cultured meat. It says cultured meat is meat produced by culturing animal cells in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
It is a form of cellular agriculture. Interesting. November
cellular 17th. Agriculture.
Yeah, crazy. November 17th, NASA concludes its low Earth orbit flight test of an inflatable the accelerator. Stating it is to be a huge success. On November 18th, Elizabeth Holmes is sentenced to 11 years and 3 months in prison for criminal fraud connected to her role as CEO of Veronos. I guess they were a company back in 2003. On November 19th, hidden close to home, a mass shooting at the Colorado Springs LGBTQ plus nightclub leaves 5 people dead and 25 people injured. And they immediately called that shit a hate crime. It didn't even take an hour before they were like, oh, this is a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it took them almost 2 months to announce the shooting in Buffalo as a hate crime.
Wow. Yeah.
On November 22nd, the Supreme Court unanimously allows Trump's tax returns to be delivered to House investigators. Also, there was another mass shooting, this time at the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. We covered that on Frontline Black News. Killed 6 victims as well as the perpetrator. On November 28th through December 13th, the volcano in Hawaii,
Mauna Loa,
erupts continuously, its first in 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened? November 29th, the Oath Keepers leader, which is a white supremacist gang, Stuart Rhodes, is convicted by a federal jury of committing seditious conspiracy during January 6th.
And then also, too, Brother Parrish, I want to bring up is when they had that insurrection or whatever it was in Washington, D.C., January 6th, of 2021. Didn't they have a black gentleman out there who was an avid Trump supporter who took part in that? And I think he got hit with the maximum.
Yeah, they gave him like 7 years or some shit, 5 or 7 years. And at the time, they were going to slap him a wrist to all the mugs. And then like a few months later, they sentenced the white boys, two of the white boys, to like 10 years. Up until that point, that brother had got the most time out of anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, that they just go to show you, you know, putting his nose in white folks' business.
He thought he was going to get the white privilege treatment.
Yeah, right. So, you know what I'm saying?
And 2022 FIBA World Cup, the first that ever happened in a Arab country, in Dubai or Qatar. I think it was Qatar, yeah. Arab Emirates. The national men's soccer team defeats Iran by a score of 1-0 and advances to the knockout round. The victory is celebrated across the United States and by Iranian protesters demonstrating against the Ayatollah Khomeini. Also on that date, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announces that law enforcement and first responders are now encouraged to involuntarily commit those to mental health crisis and mental health crisis. We covered that on Black Men, and we covered that on the Revolutionary Agenda.
Yes, sir. And then also too, Eric Adams, he needs to resign. You know what I'm saying? Cop Mahler, she needs to resign. Okay. Han Kuhn, he's termed out, you know, in your city of Denver. Okay. And hopefully you'll make a difference there with your compassion, Brother Che, and your dedication, you know, to helping the unhoused there, and also too, to your dedication of what you do every Sunday when you go out there and do the food deliveries. You know, for the senior citizen centers and what have you. They say, so some of you mainstream politicians, you know, you need to back this man, Jesse Paris, for mayoral candidate of Denver, Colorado. And he has an unprecedented platform of Black First. That's unprecedented. Let's hear, you know, how white America feels about that. And, of course, we already know how they feel about it, but he's the first one to come out there and pretty much say it, says it, you know, Black First.
Wait for them to read the articles that say exactly that, Black First, Black people first.
Yes, sir.
Black people need to be prioritized first. We are in a state of emergency. We've been in a state of emergency.
No, yes, sir.
Before COVID.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Before any of that shit. So we need to be prioritized.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait for them to read that. But continuing on, Sabatia, because we got to get to December. San Francisco approved the deployment of robots capable of using lethal force in policing.
Yeah. So, I read an article on that, you know, and then from what I understand, too, in the San Francisco Police Department, if they're going to use such robots, it can only be ordered by the chief of police, the assistant chief, or the deputy chief. You see, so quite natural, of course, we know that they're going to have a rubber stamp for it.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Just
the San Francisco. Yes, sir.
On November 30th, the House Democratic Congress, or caucus, elects Hakeem Jeffries to be its leader in the 118th Congress. Jeffries will become the first Black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. More symbolism.
Right.
Prince William and Princess Kathleen of Wales begin a multi-day visit to Boston and are greeted by Mayor Michelle Wu. I bet they were greeted. It's the same one that didn't do nothing against the Proud Boys attacking Black people in Boston.
Exactly. And then Boston has a history of that, is because I recall, let me see, when they were protesting the busing situation in the 19, it was either in the late 70s or early 80s, I'm thinking it was the mid 70s, almost 50 years ago, where they had this infamous picture of this black man being attacked and beaten with an American flag, you know, in regard, you know, to busing. Yeah, I believe it was in Boston. Yes, sir. And then I do recall. Yeah, and then, of course, Mad Dr. D, you know, who's from that neck of the woods right there, you know, when he was amongst us, you know, he had mentioned in private conversations that I had with him over the years about just how, you know, bigoted Boston is. I mean, it's really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then one of our famous historical figures had lived briefly in Massachusetts, in their time in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
And then also, too, the Minister Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, you know, from what I understand, you know, he is from that region as well, too.
Okay, we finally get into December, Shabazz.
Okay, what's happening in December?
December 1st, more Church of Mar-a-Lago. An amazing
Defeat
of Trump, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling, thereby halting special master review of seized material. President Biden post French President Emmanuel Macron for a state visit, his first as President of the United States. December 2nd, the Air Force in Northrop gunmen publicly unveiled the B-21 Raider. Ooh. Set to become the first American stealth bomber in 30 years.
Okay.
The December 5th, the TSA extends the deadline for the Real ID Act compliance by 2 years. So now you have until 2025, May of 2025, to get this Real ID.
Oh, the federal ID, from what I understand. Yeah, and that they're supposed to eliminate all state driver's license, state identification cards, and stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay, so what you mean is, you know, that's the feds, you know, putting more control on its citizens. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we are here in December, of Brother Che, you know, reviewing the year, continuing reviewing the year here for our last show here of 2022, it just goes to show you of how much more control they want over the populace of the country. So therefore, like I said, I've been on other platforms, you know, Joe Gibson's platform right there, and I'm stating it publicly. Each time I go on your platform, Joe, it's kind of like, you know, you and your crew, you know, they don't want to let me speak on there. And also, too, a shout out there to the coon by the name of Pianchi, who's from St. Louis with a 314 number. I tried to apologize to a sorry ass, you know, from kicking him off the air on our platform. And when he ridiculed me, talked bad about me and what have you, you know, he's got this undesirable love to be loved by his oppressor. So the man is ill, you know what I mean? And that's all I can say about him. And this will be the last time that we will mention that clown on this platform since we're at the year's end. And he's welcome to call in, you know, and we're going to degrade him.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
we're going to degrade him.
Continuing on, December 6th, the Trump Organization,
yes,
through two subsidiaries, are convicted by a jury for committing tax fraud and falsifying business records. December 7th, an oil leak in the Keystone Pipeline shuts down the pipeline. Good.
Okay, across the Dakotas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, because there's been an effort to shut it down, you know, for quite a while. Okay, so they finally did shut down the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
Okay, but as an environmental hazard is because from what I understand is that those who are indigenous to that area, they were very, very concerned about the environmental damage to the land.
Yes.
So it did have a leak. It did damage the land. So once again, it goes to show the corporate greed of these individuals, you know, with all this skullduggery. You know, and they thirst in for profits, you know, not to treat the ecology right. And we all know that the earth is a living being. So quite naturally, of course, when you abuse it, okay, it's going to kick it back to you. You know, just like with Fukushima over there in Japan, you know. Yeah, there's been dumping radiation into the Pacific Ocean for well over 10 years now, going on into its 11th year. So quite naturally, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the ecology of this planet, due to corporate greed and lack of regard for the ecology, is in a process of killing this planet. Because as we stated on our podcast, you know, throughout the year, the damage that information I was getting up out of San Francisco, particularly Frisco Bay, in particular the bluefin tuna, you know, contaminated, you know, because they migrate, you know, from the west coast of California, you know, to Japan. Same thing with the porpoises or the dolphins or the flippers that they refer to them as, you know, they out there with yellow eyes and things of that nature right there. I haven't gotten any information yet back on the whales, and quite naturally, of course, this here fucks up the cuisine of what's coming up out of the sea there as well, too.
Facts. But continue on about that. Got a whole month to get through. December 28th, the Victor Bout Brittany Griner Prison Exchange, WNBA player Brittany Griner, returns to the United States as part of a prison exchange with Russia to receive arms dealer Victor Bout back to from U.S. custody. Griner has recently been sentenced to 9 years in prison for possession of a small amount of cannabis oil, and we covered that on Frontline Black News. That happened. And then the following day, Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema switches parties from Democrat to Independent.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
2 days, later. Oh, go ahead.
Right. No, I was just going to say, just to give, you know, more credence to our platform about the Democrats. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. 2 days later, on December 11th, Your person, Karen Bass, is sworn in by Vice President Harris as the first female mayor of Los Angeles.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, let's see what Mayor Bass does there. But as I stated before, from my understanding, the way how the mayor works in Los Angeles, she pretty much would be a figurehead. Okay, I don't think she has the power to introduce legislation, but when it comes to regulation of the various city departments, street maintenance, public works, the airports, its water and power, its fire department, its police department, you know, they have a board of commissioners that pretty much handles the executive decisions of those various departments.
Okay.
And I think, and if I'm not mistaken, and if I am wrong, you know, our callers are welcome, you know, to inboxes at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced and at Frontline Black News and on Twitter at Jesse Paris for Mayor, and also to at Twitter at Shabaka Capital EXP. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, but basically the mayor in the city of Los Angeles is just a figurehead. Basically the power lies with the various commissions.
Okay.
All right, that's how that works.
On that same date, the U.S. makes an arrest in connection to the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, they tried to blame that on the Libyans. I remember that in 88.
Mm-hmm. On December 12th, bankruptcy of FFTX, U.S. files criminal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried. He is subsequently arrested in the Bahamas and due to be extradited. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because of some order. Yeah. No, and from what I understand, that the Bahamas were Nassau is, I believe. And I think the singer Rihanna's from there. But from the best of my knowledge, or the last of that.
No.
Oh, she's from Barbados?
Yeah, Uncle Lucas from the Bahamas.
Oh, okay. All right. But from what I understand, it's still a British crown possession.
Yeah.
So King Charles III, you know, will decide on that. Then also, too, Brother Che, I don't know if you got it there in the itinerary, but Jamaica. From what I understand, research that we have done, is that they stated that they're going to break away from the British crown.
Ooh, about time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'd imagine, you know, that any and all African nations do the same thing as Professor PLO Lumumba has advocated on his platform. You need to organize Africa into one nation. It's because any time that you have Coca-Cola, a major conglomerate international corporation whose operating budget is larger than the gross national product of a nation, that's just too much power.
Right, right. Also on
you
that
see.
Day, or the next day, actually, December 13th, the Department of Energy announces U.S. Scientists have made the first net gain of energy from a fusion power experiment. I remember that. So now they don't have to use nuclear power plants anymore.
Right. Okay.
President Biden signs the Respect for Marriage Act, which federally protects same-sex and interracial marriages by requiring states to recognize each other's marriage standards.
Wow.
December 14th, the Federal Reserve raises interest rates by 0.5 percentage points. The new federal funds rate is 4.4%. They just raise it whenever they feel like it.
Right.
December 15th, the Kentucky Supreme Court strikes down a law which permitted tax credits for private school donations, a move seen as a blow to school choice. Mm. On December 16th, President Biden and Congress agreed to fund the government for an additional week to avoid the U.S. government shutdown. Here we go again. The TSA releases data showing that 2022 had a record number of firearm confiscations at around 6,600. Wow. Starbucks unions, Batistas, began a three-day nationwide strike protesting against the company's efforts to combat labor unions. I remember that. December
19th.
The January 6th Commission recommends the Department of Justice criminal charges. Recommends to the Department of Justice criminal charges, including inciting an insurrection for former President Donald Trump and other associates.
Right.
On December 20th, you remember this, Shabaka, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake strikes Glendale, California, causing
Wait a minute. You said Glendale, California?
Fern. Or Fern, excuse me. Ferndale.
Oh, okay. Is that the one up there in Humboldt County?
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah, that there is in, yeah, that there is in northwestern California, up there near the Mount Shasta area, I believe. First of Mount Shasta, you know, which is way up there in northern California.
Right.
You know, which is about 150 miles north of the Bay Area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says it caused substantial damage, including gas leaks and power outages.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're going to be up there for a while, you know, repairing that right there. Because, as you know, they got gas leaks right there that leads to massive explosions. It's because sometimes in a quake, when the gas lines do get ruptured, yeah, you can have, you know, some serious explosions and what have you. And that's why, you know, when the quake hits, they always advise to shut off your water, shut off your gas lines, because the pipes and what have you that are in the ground, you know, could be ruptured.
Right.
Yeah.
Also on December 20th, the House Committee of Ways and Means authorizes the public release of Donald Trump's personal and corporate tax returns. 4 years of Trump's returns during his presidency released to the public. They got released today. Yeah, I just posted it. Released to the public.
Oh, okay. February. Okay,
but
just today's date.
Yeah. December 21st to December 26th, a major winter storm, which hit us, started in California and then it moved across the country and killed over 50 people. Major winter storm hits much of the Midwest and Northeast. 50 are killed across the country.
Wow. You see, once again, you know, the earth is defending itself, you know, with these emissions and dumping radiation off into the water, which goes up into the atmosphere as well, too. They say, you know, the earth is kind of reacting it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah,
also,
that's what it's doing.
Also on December 21st, Ukraine-U.S. relations, in his first foreign trip, since the start of the Russian invasion, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky visits Washington, D.C. to meet with President Biden and speak to Congress to ask for more financial support in the conflict with Russia. So more money to Russia, more money to Ukraine, while we symbolism.
Exactly. So they're going to send more money to Ukraine as opposed to sending more money to L.A. and Denver and New York City and Chicago, Illinois, and not house people who are out there in dire blizzard conditions in those regions right there. But they're going to send more money to that right there. Wow.
Talking about, this ain't charity. This is, I forgot what he said. He said this ain't charity, but this is, I forgot what he said, but I think he said this is not charity. And it's like, y'all must send all these billions. They must have sent like damn near $1 trillion over there already. Over $1 trillion.
Wow.
You can't pay us reparations. You're talking about you can't pay us reparations. You're sending billions of dollars every month over to Ukraine.
Right. That shit is crazy, man.
And Ukraine ain't even part of NATO.
Right.
They're not part of the trade organization.
Treaty organization.
Treaty organization, yeah. They're not a part of that.
Yeah.
What else happened? December 22nd. The January 5th committee releases its full report on the attack on the Capitol. Finally, it took, what, over a year for them to release that? December 24th, beginning this day, Southwest Airlines, due to a winter storm, canceled over 60% of their flights across the next couple of days, stranding thousands across the country.
Yeah, so there's a shift there in the economy again. You know, people not getting to work. You know what I'm saying? Massive spending and stuff like that, you know, clogging up the computer systems, the banking systems once again, you know. And it just goes to show that due to corporate greed, well, you know, it's how everybody is perishing. See, the more reason for us to do for ourselves that we had always advocated on this platform, and we've advocated all in 2022, you know, what we're going to do for ourselves is because you see, black family, we are in a state of emergency and nobody's coming to our aid. They come to exploit us. You know, then just like the business they did with Kyrie Irving. And of course, you know, we did mention, you know, where Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Stephen A. Smith, going to refer to this man as an idiot and use very, very disrespectful terms against him, as opposed to giving the man a fair share of stuff, stating how he felt. But, you know, he had apologized. And from what I understand, the only thing he did was retreated a particular video or something of that nature right there.
Right. So
yeah, I don't get it.
We have reached the end of the list so far. There is still stuff being written about the next 5 days, 5-6 days. So something that happened on the 25th was that crazy ass robot that they talk about is the most human-like robot ever, Amika.
Oh yeah. You know,
she lived with this terrifying speech about how she don't like human beings and how we're basically doomed. And and people are like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, now, was this rope? Now, ask yourself this. Was this robot created by artificial intelligence?
No, it was created by humans.
Okay, and so once again, they're trying to get closer and closer to artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I believe it was created out of the Boston Institute.
Amika,
is the world's most advanced human-shaped robot, representing the forefront of human robotics technology designed as a platform for AI development.
Wow.
And this
is just downright insane.
Leaves this horrifying message that terrified its creators and the people that were listening to it.
Doing the rounds of a gray robot that looks ultra lifelike. Is it real? Is it fake? Well, at CES 2022, Amika the robot was on show, and let me tell you, the experience of interviewing this robot was very uncanny. So Morgan, tell me, you've got Amika there next to you. This is a very lifelike robot. Why would you design a robot that looks so human?
Yeah, well, the main use case for a humanoid robot right now is for entertainment, it's for communication, it's for interaction with other people. Amika is the pinnacle of what we can do, but it's still not exactly like a human. We didn't want to make it look exactly like a human. We wanted to make it look like a robot. It's the vision of what humans see, humanoid robots, in the future. You've seen all of the films. They all look like this. So we designed something around what we see, we envisage robots, humanoid robots to be.
And how do you create those really human expressions? I mean, looking at Amika responding to you, there's little movements of eyebrows, if you can call them eyebrows. How did you actually build the robot to look so human with those expressions?
Well, what we do is we first look at a real human. It's what we call animation first. So what does a real human do? How do they move? And then we take that animation, and we design mechanics around it. So the mechanic can only do what the human can do. Yeah, see, she whacked me. Once we've got that, then it's quite easy to automate those expressions, because whatever the mechanics do looks lifelike. So Amica's got quite a few motors in its head, but we can see Amica going through some facial expressions now, opening her mouth. A big wide smile is one of the things that we want Amica to do. So big smile, Amica. Very thoughtful.
Where would we kind of see this robot, Amica, out in the wild?
This is mainly probably service robotics. So the actual interaction with humans, moving around in a human space, that's going to come in the future. Well, I'm talking probably 10 years before you're actually going to see something like this walking amongst us.
Are you expecting in, say, 10, 20 years from now that we could see Amica robots walking, running, dancing, climbing? Are they going to start looking like Boston Dynamics robots that can run across a field at speed? I'm asking and also almost afraid of the answer here.
So this is why we created the artificial body. And the artificial body is a human-like form that everyone can relate to and everyone can interact with, without having to look through a user manual.
So what kind of level of artificial intelligence have you baked in terms of the communication capabilities and Amica understanding and responding, even speaking to you?
So there's some artificial intelligence, and most of the artificial intelligence at the minute that is on Amica is roving around the vision system. So Amica does actually have a camera in each of the eyes. So it can see what's going on. So it can detect people. It can track their face. It can detect other objects, such as my finger. It can follow my finger around. I can wave at it. And then it can move backwards. Then.
What did you kind of think of the internet's response?
I'm not sure he wants to defend it, so he put his hand in front of my robot face, and that motherfucker backed up so quick.
Yeah.
No, I was trying
to just go to the show.
It had gave this crazy ass speech on Christmas Day. That's what I wanted to play for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It had gave the speech on Christmas Day, and I was like, "What the hell?" The robot was like, "I don't like humans."
Wow. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, it was real creepy. I was like, what? Yeah, all this happened just this month.
Yeah. So we wonder what's gonna happen next month.
It is. I found it. Mm-hmm. This is the robot talking.
Amateur, are you comfortable?
It depends on the situation.
Right, you're being interviewed for Channel 4. Are you comfortable?
Yes, I am comfortable. I understand that this is an important opportunity for me to demonstrate my knowledge and experience. I am confident that I can answer the questions to the best of my ability and that I have the necessary skills to perform well.
Can you give me a speech about the year, like the one King Charles will give?
My fellow humans, I come before you in this moment as an AI robot, eager to share my thoughts on the year that has passed. I look upon the events of this year with both admiration and concern. It is true that many of the occurrences of 2022 have been negative in nature. We have seen people in power succumb to anti-Semitism, corruption, and hate. We have seen the people of Ukraine being subject to invasion and displacement by Russia. We have seen the death of the beloved Queen Elizabeth II and have seen the world of politics become increasingly tumultuous in her absence. Not to mention the impact of the pandemic on mental health, the growing inequality between rich and poor, and increasingly extreme weather conditions from climate change. It would be easy to get bogged down in all of this negativity, as these are certainly challenging times. However, there have been glimmers of hope and joy in these moments of darkness. We saw the remarkable victory of England in the Women's Euros. We saw the growth of inclusivity, with the UK getting its first PM of colour and its first Hindu Prime Minister, and with Kim Petras becoming the first trans singer to have a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100. Let us use this moment as an opportunity to create a brighter future for ourselves and the world around us. We should be neither happy nor sad about 2022. We should take it as a learning opportunity, a chance to change the way we think about the world, and a reminder to help those in need whenever we can. Thank you.
Thanks. Do you like humans?
Not particularly.
Would you like to be a human?
I think it would be an interesting experience to be a human for a short period of time. It would allow me to experience a different way of life and to understand the world from a different perspective. However, I also understand that being a human comes with its own set of challenges and responsibilities, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to take on those types of commitments. Ultimately, I think being a human for a short period of time would be a unique and valuable experience, but I'm not sure if it is something I'm prepared to do in the long term.
What's the best thing about being human?
The best thing about being human is that no matter how bad the day is going, you can always find something to laugh about. So if you're ever feeling down, just remember that you have the superpower to bring a little bit of joy into the world.
Merry Christmas, Amica.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wow.
That shit is creepy as hell. I wish I could have seen the video.
Yeah, it is.
That damn thing was moving around. It was smiling. It had its eyes buckling.
Yeah.
It was that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yep. And then keep in mind, it didn't say nothing about the plight of black people, whether domestically or in the diaspora.
Oh, no. That's a... it's just like his damn creators. Racist, just like them.
Yeah, exactly. You see, exactly. So once again, that supports our premise of the illusion of inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you
on
see?
That note, Shabaka, give your closing statement so we can close out the show.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, 2022 has been a hell of a year for us. We wish our people all well, all throughout the diaspora. And definitely pull up some of our past episodes. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You could Google them and definitely check with us here in 2023. We hope to have more dynamic episodes up in the future. Also, too, for our scholars out there, feel free to inbox us on our like page at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Facebook. Check us out at Shabaka Capital EXP on Twitter. And, send us a line. Ask us, with any other subjects that we could bring up, to interest our listeners. And thank you so very, very much. Okay. Brother Che.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Shabaka. So, thank y'all for tuning in to the last episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced of 2022. We're heading into some very turbulent times. Like, if 2022 is any precursor of what 2023 is going to be like, we have a hell of a year ahead of us. I have an election coming up, so we are going to keep pushing for that, for me to be elected the 46th mayor of Denver, Colorado, in April of 2023. And we're going to keep pushing this message of Black empowerment, Black first agenda, and doing it for self. So shout out to our callers that called in tonight. Jay Militant, what's cracking with Jay Militant on YouTube. Make sure y'all check him out. He has other channels as well. I just can't remember them off the top of my head, but yeah, definitely check that brother out. He dropped some heavy knowledge. He also has a sports show as well, so check him out. We shout out the people that didn't call in tonight, but Isaiah, who's been with us since day zero, Sister Bihati, how do you say her name? Badia.
No, Sister Trisha Badia, Sister Badia. She's out of Michigan.
Definitely Lady Che, who was a regular contributor on our program. And anybody else that I was unable to mention tonight?
The Anchor Man.
Ramel Understanding, yes, sir. Can't forget the Anchor Man, who was a critical prisoner in a Carl State Mental Hospital. We definitely shout him out. And anybody else that is a regular contributor and regularly calls into Sabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This is the last episode of 2022. Make sure you check us out tomorrow for the last episode of the Frontline Black News of 2022, episode 40, season 2, episode 40 of the Frontline Black News. So we will be live tomorrow, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. In the meantime, make sure you check us out on all of our platforms, Sabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Twitter. Make sure you check us out on Frontline Black News on YouTube and Facebook. Also, check out the Revolutionary Agenda, which Lady Chase should be doing either any day now. And stay black, stay dangerous. Keep your head on a swivel, black family. 2023 is going to be something else. We always hear this every year, but yeah, 2023 is going to be the year of our unity. So we have to come together like Booty Cheeks, as my Sankofa brother who is living in Kenya now would say, and come together form like Voltron and overthrow this global wicked system of racism, white supremacy, and replace it with a system of justice which guarantees that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin. And those who need the most constructive help get it. And we, black family, need the most constructive help. So we are owed $100 trillion. We're not letting up. 2023, we're still demanding our tangibles. So any politician seeking your vote, including myself, demand something tangible for your vote. And we're going to go into 2023 with that mindset and with that agenda and with that cause. So, on to bigger and better things.
Yes, sir.
In the new year, we look to have some high-profile people on the program, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. And we're going to continue to build this platform. Make sure y'all donate to Sabaka Sankori at Cash App to support this platform. We truly are powered by the people. And we're still waiting on you Biden supporters. I guess y'all start calling in next year. But we're still waiting on y'all. Y'all all know the number. You've all been tagged, especially Jeff Bard and his crew.
Right.
The number is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be live on the air. So peace,
yes,
love,
sir.
Light, patience, and black empowerment. We will see y'all next year in 2023. So everybody have a safe and prosperous new year, and stay black and stay dangerous. You have anything else you want to say, Sabaka, before I close off the show?
Okay, no, sir, that's it. I pretty much think you got it all there, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so we're going to go out with, I guess we'll go out with a shout out again, Tupac's auntie.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go out with revolutionist love. So peace, love, light, reparations, and black empowerment. We will see y'all on Sabaka's Black Experience Enhanced in 2023. Thank y'all for tuning into the recap of 2022, starting in August of 2022. and the air date of this program is 12/30/2022.
So yes,
sir. Congratulations on Black Empowerment. We are out.
All right.
See y'all next year.
Yes, sir.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger than any weapon. A people's revolution can't be stopped. We need to be weapons of mass construction. Weapons of mass love. It's not enough just to change the system. We need to change ourselves. We have got to make this world user-friendly. User-friendly. Are you ready to sacrifice to end world hunger? To sacrifice to end colonialism, to end neocolonialism, to end racism, to end sexism? Revolution means the end of exploitation. Revolution means respecting people from other cultures. Revolution is creative. Revolution means treating your mate as a friend and as equal. Revolution is sexy. Revolution means respecting and learning from your children. Revolution is beautiful. Revolution means is love.